It's one of the pitfalls in the age of social media. Online scams are widespread. Some of the nastier ones prey on low-income people by promising a financial relief grant in exchange for a fee. In one recent case, a Sackville man's Facebook account was duplicated or spoofed. CHMA News has agreed not to release the name of the man who was targeted in the fraud. The fake Facebook account at first glance appeared to be an exact double of one belonging to the well-known local resident, using his name, profile picture, and banner, a photo of his grandchildren. The fake account tried to friend at least some of the man's contacts. This reporter was actually one of the people who received a friend request from the fake account. The spoofed account then initiated a chat using Facebook Messenger. It started out with small talk, but the conversation quickly took a strange turn, asking if I knew about something called the Gradient Community Outreach Support Program. This kind of scam is well documented online. Typically, the fake account claims that the target victim or mark is eligible for a large financial assistance grant worth tens of thousands of dollars, but they have to pay a fee. I took some screenshots and then went through Facebook's process for reporting a fake account. The fraudulent profile with its stolen identity soon vanished. There are many user-reported examples of this kind of attempted fraud on websites such as scampulse.com. Many people have described fake accounts reaching out through Facebook or Instagram. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has also warned of a similar scam targeting African American church communities. In fact, there is a Minnesota-based company called Gradient, a financial services company with a program called the Gradient Gives Back Foundation, which helps people in need. The website of the Real Gradient Foundation states applications are only accepted through our website and we do not contact individuals through any private messaging services. Those are just some examples of widespread online fraud. Victims in this country lost $133 million by the end of March 2023 alone, an astonishing figure from the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. That's the federal government agency that collects information on fraud and identity theft. The agency states that it received 18,600 reports of fraud in just the first 3 months of this year. To learn more about the widespread phenomenon of online scams, CHMA spoke to an expert in fraud and identity theft, William Cressy. He's a professor at Governors State University, located near Chicago, Illinois. He's widely cited in American news media, calling himself Professor Fraud. I asked him about scams like the recent example of the local man whose Facebook account was duplicated.
Sadly, this is one of the more common scams being perpetrated on social media platforms, Facebook especially, where if you leave your Facebook profile open to the public, anyone can access it, copy your photo, create a new profile, and then get into your friends list and start contacting them. Sometimes I've seen similar type of frauds where they're contacting them, telling them that you've had some terrible accident or some tragedies occurred and asking them for money. Fortunately, Facebook is very good at shutting down those accounts if you contact them promptly and tell them, no, someone is impersonating me, shut it down. So it's important if you are going to have an account on Facebook, consider not making it open to the public, just making it open to your friends. But if you do keep it open to the public, monitor the account. Every couple of days, go into the search box on Facebook and type in your name and see if it comes up with accounts other than yours. And if it's an imposter, notify Facebook and have them take it down.
That was Professor William Cressy. In other online scams in this region, there have been multiple reports of sexual exploitation targeting youth, according to the RCMP. Police have said that scam involves fake accounts on platforms like Snapchat and Instagram that befriend teenage boys. They convince the victims to share intimate images and videos and then blackmail them, threatening to share those photos and videos if the victims don't pay up. The RCMP has said they believe organized crime groups overseas are creating the profiles. In March, three people were arrested in Moncton in connection with the online exploitation. Other confidence scams that police in New Brunswick have reported this month alone include a fake cryptocurrency scheme and a fraudulent buy and sell furniture scam. A spokesperson for the RCMP said in an email that fraud has been prevalent lately in all forms. Professor William Cressy said law enforcement agencies from different countries are banding together in an attempt to address online scams, but he said the police in some places actually protect the perpetrators because of the money they bring into the community. So in some cases, we're talking about organized crime, but it might actually just be people acting alone. And I guess there isn't really a way to generalize about, you know, what is the greater trend there, is there?
In some cases, they'll start out with individuals doing it, and then they kind of group together. We've seen this on the dark web where they get to know each other, and then they work together to create this underground criminal enterprise.
Uh-huh. You know, one thing that seems shocking about the specific scam that I mentioned at the outset is that it's clearly intended to prey on people experiencing some kind of financial hardship, which makes me wonder, have you seen these scams proliferate during times of economic trouble?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. These kind of scams, very often these scamsters are very good at reading and playing with human emotions. It's so we see this during economic hardship. We see it especially during disasters. Whenever there is an earthquake, or like, you know, here in the States, if there's like a series of tornadoes that go through an area or a hurricane, I just, you know, I send out on my social media warnings to people. We know that the bad guys exploit, you know, these circumstances, and very often exploit these people themselves, claiming to be able to come in and repair their damages. But you must first send them, you know, $1,000 or what have you up front in order to get the aid. And it is sad. I mean, that's the cruelty of some of this crime. It's not just a crime of, you know, an economic crime, but it's also one where so often they are playing on people's emotions in their darkest hours. And that is really cruel. One of my personal mottos as Professor Fraud is fraud never sleeps. And as you pointed out, with the internet, while you're in your bed, there's someone on the other side of the world concocting a way to separate you from your money. And the bottom line is the law enforcement agencies can only do so much. We must always be constantly aware and vigilant of these type of frauds.
That was Professor William Cressy of Governors State University near Chicago, Illinois.